From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Wednesday, the Bush administration plans to implement tough new rules governing who can and who cannot visit Cuba. Most U.S. citizens have not been allowed to go to Cuba for years, although some Cuban Americans have long been allowed to visit the island once a year to see family. Now, those visits, too, have been severely restricted, in some cases banned altogether. Leaders in Miami's politically powerful Cuban community say it's the only way to pressure Fidel Castro. Others who had hoped to travel to Cuba are angry about the new rules. NPR's Philip Davis has more.
At Miami International Airport, there's always an anxious, nervous group of people clustered around the Cuba travel counter. Travel agent Eddie Levy, who arranges trips to the island, says it's been a tough week.
A mess, a real mess, madness. People are crying, people wanted to pay extra money in order to get to Cuba to return the 29th. It's the last day they can return.
That's because after June 29th, Cuban Americans will have to apply to the Treasury Department for a special license to visit. And those visits will be restricted to one every 3 years, and then only to visit immediate family, parents, grandparents, or children. The new rules have angered people like Maria Elena Acevedo. She has many relatives on the island.
What about my mother? If my mother dies, they're not even going to allow me to go and see my mom. That is really, really against the Constitution, against human rights all over the world. I mean, are we the defenders of human rights? No, don't go to Iraq to do that. Just come here to Miami.
President Bush, she announced, had lost her vote. Though there may be anger at the airport, the new rules have been applauded by Miami's Cuban-American political leaders. They are staunchly anti-Castro, pro-embargo, and helped turn out an 80% vote for Bush among Cuban Americans. It was a key factor in his tight 537-vote win in Florida 4 years ago. Ileana Ross-Leighton is a Republican congresswoman from Miami. She acknowledges that support for the new policies is not unanimous.
Some are with these restrictions and some are against them. But at the end of the day, I think they understand that the goal of these restrictions is a worthy goal. To get tough on Fidel Castro, to help the Cuban people, is part of what our U.S.-Cuba policy should be. And I think that they understand that the president is serious about these measures.
Travel to the island won't be the only thing restricted. Visitors will only be able to spend $50 a day once they're there, before one could spend $167 a day. And Cuban Americans will no longer be allowed to send remittances to cousins and aunts, but only to immediate family members. Kevin Whitaker is head of the State Department's Office of Cuban Affairs. He says that the Castro regime was reaping a windfall from the remittances and from the growing numbers of Americans going to Cuba, 150,000 people in the last year alone.
Those people could have provided nearly $100 million to the Castro regime. See, our policy is designed to hasten a democratic transition, not to provide a financial support to Castro.
Violators of the new policies could face fines from $7,500 to $55,000. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.